Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Todd Monken, and he's talking about their short yardage struggles and is it being caused by overall execution on all plays. And you know, Monk, he even acknowledged the fact that he says it a lot. He's like, we got to scheme it better. We got to practice better. We got to do it better. It has been a disaster. That said, maybe gets better with Lamar's return in a week. But it's been a rough
room
few weeks for Monk.
Improvement.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue with the offense is personnel, and it's personnel in the trenches. And some of that will improve with Lamar coming back because he can buy time and be Superman. Yep. And now that comes with a risk. And will Ricard aid the process? Yes. But if your five can't stop their four and your five can't handle twists and stunts and basic concepts, you're probably not going to have anything close to the kind of offenses that we've become accustomed to in previous years under Monk.
That all being said, I still think with Patrick Ricard returning, hopefully the Miami game, you would think, has, you don't want him to have that quick turnaround playing the Bears and then a couple days later on Thursday night. It can't be this bad with Patrick Ricard. Yes, you can't really change the guys that you have up front. I mean, you can change them out with guys that haven't played, augment the starting offensive line, at least the guards, but Ricard's got to help this situation. They can't be 32nd
in
that situation. I
could tell you this. I don't know if they score on that fourth down play, but he blocked someone, which the other guy didn't do on Sunday. Mitchell, that guy whiffed on a dude. So he'll be better than that. More from Monk. Does he regret the tush push?
100%. I mean, throughout every game, whether we score a lot or we score little, not happens a lot less frequently when you score a lot. But throughout the game, there's calls you're like, maybe not. You know, that's just what you do. I mean, you take ownership in when it isn't successful. A given play, a given series, a given quarter, a given game. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. That's what they pay us to do. That's what pay our players to do, which is assess how it went. And obviously, whenever it doesn't go well, you always look at it and go, maybe that wasn't right. No, we're not the only ones. Everything that we do within a game. Those are things we always look at and fight like hell to fix it. And I know you guys hear me say that all the time, but that's what you do.
Jason, I got to admit, while he was talking there, I had an internal monologue listening to him, and it concerned you. And you know how? Because I'm going to explain it, because I do. I spend a lot of time thinking of your joy, and you derive joy out of so few things.
That's so not true.
We'll agree to disagree on that. Don't get distracted by my point.
So thinking
my point
about my
is,
dogs gives me joy.
That's right. That's one thing.
Walking my dogs.
That sounds dog
petting
still.
My
that's
dogs,
that's
being
dogs.
Around my kids.
Dogs. Dogs
my
and kids.
Play sports.
Okay. Dogs and kids. That's two.
I find joy mowing the lawn.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
When a cardinal shows up in our bird feeder,
he is a bird guy. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Are you
brings me joy
using the apps?
Yeah.
Not so much lately.
No?
So, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts.
Okay. My point is, one of the few things that brings you joy is Monk. And I was thinking to myself, well, he's not going to be up for any head coaching jobs this year with this thing going sideways. So we could get another year of Monk.
If they run Harbs out of town, they could rub Monk out.
That's where I was going with this. I'm thinking, man, another year of Monk for Jason, but what if Harbs gets run? Could be a whole new coaching
staff. You're saying you want to start the monkey business countdown?
I was not saying that.
This would be the earliest. But it could be warranted.
You did it this early last year.
Did I? Well, that was for good reasons, though.
And not to mention, you did Corbin Burns, I think.
Yes.
How right was that?
Yeah. You still couldn't enjoy it.
Right up down to the
chef's kiss
on the one start with zero run support in the playoffs.
Again, proving my point about things you've enjoyed.
How's that worked out for the Brewers?
Yeah, well.
Pretty okay.
Yeah.
Pretty okay.
Yeah. They don't seem to miss Corbin Burns or in the NLCS. But, yeah, I don't know. If Harbs gets run, then Monk won't be back, and then we're back to where we started.
Unless Monk's the new head coach of the
Baltimore
Ravens.
That's a very good point. That could happen.
If you're running Harbs and that's not on your short list, then you got a problem.
By the way, you could think about this, and again, I'm thinking selfishly for Jason. If Monk became the head coach of the Ravens, he would talk on Mondays, he would talk on Wednesdays, he would talk on Fridays.
The monkey business would go up by a quotient of, what, in season, 4-1. It would go up, it would quadruple, monkey businesses would quadruple. Every press conference is the opportunity to play the monkey business intro.
Yes.
If that happens, we will take out the AFC Championship part.
Yeah.
Do you think he'd have the
unless somebody kills the whole thing instead
I don't think he would. Not as head coach.
I was about to say, that would be a lot of press conferences.
We've already talked about monkey business too much. Because the axe slinger might take that out next.
He's not here. No. Think he's listening?
No, but I think
no. Monkey business.
I still think
it's here to.
He doesn't know it exists. Otherwise, it would have been wiped out like all the other ones.
It's monkey business is great.
God, he killed Necessary Roughness.
Monkey business is great. But yes, so there. Could you imagine
Jason Voorhees?
Could you imagine head coach Monk and hearing him talk four times a week?
I'm so here for it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Harbs. Now I really want. But do you think these guys? I don't even know if they would get it right.
Yeah, I feel more confident than the other guys.
Definitely an interview.
Let's hear one more from Monk. How about this? Cut 16. Working on the offense with an earlier bye week than in recent years.
It's so different than the two previous years. The two last years we've had, they were later. So at that time, we were doing a lot more like, okay, self-scout. Like, okay, we've got a huge bank of what we've done. Where here we've got a bank of 3.5 games of Lamar, 2.5 of the other quarterbacks. You know, like, what does that look like? You know, so now it's a little bit different this year than it is like, all right, where are we at? What do we need moving forward?
What do we need to certainly
improve on? Certainly scheme better. Certainly how can we put our players in a better position to have success. And that's everything you do every week. This just gives you a chance to step back and look at it and really drill down as to where we want to go for the last 11 weeks.
If there was going to be a year where they were going to have an early bye and have extra time to work on stuff, it would be a year where the offense is bad.
Yeah, this makes sense. It works out. Probably what didn't look ideal when the schedule came out. But
yeah.
I think everybody could probably use a week away from each other, a week away from that building. Week away from Sashi, week away from the practice field, week away from football, or not even really, I mean, whatever it really turns out to be 4 days. Or
yeah, they'll be back on the field.
Long weekend.
I think they'll miss Sashi.
Yeah. They'll probably be back in the building on Monday, and then Wednesday they're back on the football field getting ready for the Chicago Bears. Hey, we did a thought exercise earlier, and it's a real thinker, and I want you, the people, to think about this during the break. Who are the Ravens' best players right now? Who, if you could name their three best players, who would they be? I mean, toss it out to the people if they want 410-583-1057. Give me the three Ravens' best players
right now.
I think
Trippie's in there somewhere.
Yeah, Trippie might be. Yeah.
Trippie's probably no worse than two.
Trippie definitely does more post game than Roquan most weeks. I'll say that. So that's for best players on the Ravens.
But Marlin podcast way more than Trippy.
Yes, he does.
And Van Noy, too, I guess.
Trippy does not like Marlin's podcast. He does not. No, podcast. He's made that pretty clear. But that's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here on the Fan. When you're 1-5, there's a whole lot more bad than good. And it led us into an exercise earlier in the show, which, quite frankly, thinking about it, I was fascinated. Who are the best players on this football team right now? Who are the guys that you'd say that you would...
Who's their MVP?
Who would you pump your chest saying, this guy's really good right now? Can you come up with three?
I'm proud of the big Looper.
They're specialists.
He's up the task.
Looper and Stout. I guess.
He could get a little better at the funky kickoff, but I'm here for
Looper. But
he's
a rookie.
He's at least
I'm here
been for better the last Looper. 2 weeks because, he had five penalties in the first four games, but he's been good the last two.
Jordan Stout's having a nice year. So your kicker and your punter.
Showing up. You love it when your punter shows up in a contract here.
Yeah.
That makes your job easier.
Yeah, man.
Up in the front office where you didn't have anything to do this offseason. Yeah.
He was one of the 6 fourth-round picks.
That's right. They used all 6 picks. I thought no chance that was happening.
Outside of specialists, outside of Lamar Jackson, the guy that I came up with is Zay Flowers. And I know that pick looks bad after Sunday because the fumble and the botched exchange between Cooper Rush and him, like, he played a big role.
He's a huge reason why a winnable game that was way more winnable than we thought could be winnable quickly became non-winnable.
Yes.
100%, but I'm looking...
And they've only played 6 of them, so that's like 18%.
I'm with you, but I am looking at the remaining 82% to go along with this equation. And right
well
now,
done, Bone.
Zay Flowers is on pace for a career high in catches, a career high in yards, and he currently has a career high.
And a career high in fumbles.
Yeah.
That's true. Well,
allegedly, I didn't see it.
He already has a career high.
I know. During the broadcast, said about Henry three games ago. This guy never fumbles the ball.
And he's got a career high in catch percentage at 73.9%. And that's with 2.5 games without Lamar Jackson. So I'm not exactly saying it with my chest.
No, very short list.
Zay is my pick.
The other guy, and again, I don't feel great saying it, but Nate Wiggins. I think Nate Wiggins has played overall good football.
Probably my two.
Yeah, and the defense has been such, to use a Jason term, an abject failure. But he has played good football. And if God forbid, they actually had a pass rush and force some bad throws, he'd probably get his mitts on another football. Because you saw what happened against Cleveland when they went after the corpse of Joe Flacco and he got himself a pick. So, I don't think he's not Darrell Revis. He's not all pro, but he's playing good football.
One of the linebackers could be better than expected, or in the case of Simpson, it'd be going over a bar that I feel like that bar has been falling out of the sky, but it might get low enough that he can jump over, he could hop over it.
He did last Sunday, at least.
I think you could at least make that case, maybe, where you can't even build that case for most of the people on the entire roster. Like, you can't, you just can't. But could one of those two
Be Cavs been good for what they got, a fourth round pick, and given how everything on that defense is again a failure.
I'm not saying he's not my MVP. He belongs in the league a little bit.
I didn't have Teddy Buchanan playing every single damn snap on my bingo,
and nor should he be.
But that's the roster.
I'll say this: give me Teddy Buchanan at his price point at this stage of his career over the guy making $20 million.
Sure, but that's not the exercise. But that's not the exercise.
It's not.
He's frankly, he's been lost in coverage as well.
But he just got here.
I know, but we're saying who's playing good football?
It's not about price points. He's playing less horrible football,
all things considered, than most people on that defense.
Honestly. Less horrible, sure.
Well, that's where we are. Again, go look
but
where they are.
I would not
go look where they are in goal to go, in red zone, in third down, on first down.
I'll give you one other guy who's played good football. DeAndre Hopkins.
He's been what you kind of thought he could be.
But he's been good. And you get the ball near him, he catches the ball. He gets a PI.
And for the price point.
And they've kept him on the pitch count. But that's the list. If all they were going to do before the season was totally lost, him and Jair and a D lineman,
John Jenkins,
for the vet minimum, who's been good. If that's all they were going to do, that money shouldn't have gone to D.
John Jenkins should have gone to somebody on your defense. John Jenkins had a legacy first quarter against the Detroit Lions, and then had the one man wrecking crew turnover against the Rams. So
I mean, if you're doing the NFL Films 2025 Ravens through first six games highlight reel.
Dude, he's got one of the three turnovers.
That's the whole reel.
It's the only turnover.
The rest of it is bloopers.
Yeah,
that's the highlight.
And Jenkins, you could say he had the most impressive one because he did all of it. The sharp ever coverage.
Baldy's breakdown. He showed the whole thing.
Yeah, he got a damn Baldy.
But how about even Baldy saying like everything else on that defense is so horse bleep?
Yes. So I have to highlight this.
To throw a bone, like he literally said that.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. And so the point of this exercise is they're terrible. When you're 1-5, you're bad. And there really isn't, like, and we've seen...
You're not close to being good.
Yeah, like, there's nothing to hang your hat on this football team.
Except that they're bad.
Yes.
And they have a bad roster.
Yeah.
That's not something to hang your hat on.
Yeah, but yeah, you hang your hat on positives. Nobody hangs their hats on negatives unless they're a lunatic.
They'd have a lot of things.
You hang your sunglasses on that?
I don't think you hang sunglasses unless they got those straps that they put around your neck. Like the cool kids used to wear back in the 80s.
Yeah. Like, it's like the sports
thing. Yeah, because then otherwise you can't hang sunglasses. They fall.
Yeah, that's true.
I do wear sunglasses.
Well, I guess if you fold the...
Yeah, but they'd still fall off. It wouldn't work. It's an awkward situation.
It is.
Now the flip side. Purple rain in the forecast, and I think this will be an easier exercise, but we shall see. Who are the disappointments on this football team? I think the list will be much longer, and we'll go over it next. So we just finished an exercise where we tried to figure out who the really good players were on the Ravens, and we had to use a sliding scale to get that done. I think this exercise is going to be easier, and that is the disappointments on this Ravens roster. And they abound. I'll start with one, though. Roger Rosengarten. I thought this was going to be a guy. I'm not telling you he was going to make Pro Bowls, but based on what we saw a year ago, especially down the stretch, I was like, right tackle's locked down, and God forbid something happens to Ronnie short term, they can move over to left tackle. Now I'm not even sure if he's the future right tackle.
I think he can play in the league. I mean,
he's regressed.
The whole line has been bad, and I mean,
you could say the whole line, but I would say Rosengarten out of the bunch is the most disappointing because the Ronnie injury thing, that's baked into the cake at this point. He was healthy last year, played in every single game. You weren't expecting that this year. The guards are what the guards are, and they're bringing Linderbaum down. But I think Rosengarten out of the five.
If the Ronnie thing becomes chronic, whether it is a chronic injury or just a chronic misunderstanding between him and the team or whatever,
he shuts it down.
and they don't move Rosengarten to left tackle, that to me would be pretty telling. And that to me would be a red flag, because based on the way this roster is constructed in such a shoddy manner, I mean, trying to put your $60 million quarterback behind Noteboom for 11 weeks or whatever, it just seems to me to be a ridiculous proposition. So yeah, I don't like the way the offensive line is played. I don't know how anybody could.
Yep. December 1st.
It's a unit that looks like it might need a lot of help moving forward. We also all believe now, like we believed it before, but I think coming out of a bye, there's no way that same starting five
can't,
is out there against
you
Chicago.
Can't. You can't. Like, they've got a kid, and granted, he's been a disappointment, but throw Kenyon Green in at one of the guards. You picked him up on your practice squad. Corey Bullock, they loved him in training camp. He can't be worse than what we're seeing right now. And to your point about the tackles, would it shock you come December 1 that Roger Rosengarten's at left tackle and Emory Jones is at right tackle?
No. I mean, it also wouldn't shock me if we're far from rock bottom as an offensive line.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that will undermine their ability to get the offense back to what we're accustomed to seeing a Lamar Jackson, Todd Monken offense look like. I think that's going to be too much to overcome in season. Look, we can talk about players. When we went through this exercise,
yes.
I mean, DaCosta, Harbaugh, Zach Orr, and for me, Sashi Brown, all those guys, I don't know how anybody could be feeling good about what they did to prepare the team or that building or their infrastructure or their culture to go from Super Bowl or bust, whether Harbs was willing to admit it or not, to this, where we can't come up with individual success stories, let alone collective success stories. And we're a third of the way through the season. It should be eating away at a lot of those individuals.
Bone, give me one.
All of them. Roquan Smith. We haven't talked about him yet. And you were thinking last year had to really humble him.
Should have been a wake-up call.
The first 10 weeks when the defense was horrible, he was struggling immensely. And you thought, okay, he'd be in the best shape of his life. He's ready, shot out of a cannon week one. He struggled week one. He had the one game against the Browns where he was AFC Defensive Player of the Week, and you're thinking, okay, can he build on this? But it's been back to what it was last year at this point. And then he got hurt. And now you wonder, what's it going to look like him coming back from a grade 2 hamstring strain? Like that
couldn't run before that.
Exactly. So Roquan making $20 million a year.
Jason, I'll give you another one, because we kind of side-eyed when Roquan got all pro, right? But when Marlon got all pro, we're like, that's the best. This is the best season of his career. And remember, they restructured. They gave him some money. And for him to go back to basically what we saw, we talked about that Ram, because they played the Rams last week, the way the Rams picked on him in that game a couple years ago. And like, he was not playing good football. And we thought he was going to get the Ronnie haircut treatment, but he has this great season. And now to regress back to what he was the season before is shocking to me.
They're, to me, a lot like San Francisco and the other conference. You could have looked at last year and taken some real hard course corrections and realized this is probably the best we're going to get at a lot of these guys, and we need to start shuffling asset allocation, reallocation now, and we better start building up our pass rush and changing the way we do things. And I espoused it, advocated for it, begged them to do it. Instead, they kept Andrews. They kept Marlon. They re-upped with Ronnie. They gave more money to a 35-year-old running back. They placated Van Noy enough to at least get him to show up. I think they're going to regret all that. And now you're stuck. Roquan is probably the for me, because he's younger than a lot of these other guys. He's been more healthy than a lot of these other guys. And the way the contract's structured, that's going to be an albatross. That's going to limit their ability to get as better as they need to get other places next year, because you've got that, and then we've got to see whatever the medicals are and whatever Matabike is.
There's a lot of carries on Derrick Henry. I just want to point out he's not 35 years old. He's 31.
Van Noy's 35. No, he's 31.
You get to like the Craig Kimbrell
age.
All the carries.
That's what I thought you were doing there.
Yeah.
But to Roquan, though, You've restructured that contract twice now to the point where you can't move on next year. And that cap hit is nearly $33 million for an inside linebacker.
It's ridiculous.
$33 million.
Yeah, he's an albatross around their neck right now.
And it's one they created.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You draft those guys. I said it in real time. Bobby D was doing show that he... Okay, you missed on Queen. Queen was still a good player. He wasn't what you wanted him to be. He wasn't your green dot guy, but like... You should be able to find those guys second round, third round. The kid, the linebacker out of UCLA this year. Like,
Schlesinger.
They're out there, man.
Yeah.
Like,
look at the kid Landman for the Rams.
You give this guy $20 million because you had a nice five-game run with him that helped McDonald get a head coaching job. Like,
you thought he was Ray Lewis. The kid for the Rams, Landman's playing great football. And I also like his name.
He was in the X Factors last week.
Yeah. He's playing really good football for them.
They want to do it their way. They want to be cute. They want to show you how smart they are. They want to zig when other people zag. Well, now a lot of their zigs haven't worked and their zags haven't worked. And they got to rebuild a secondary and a D-line on the fly. And they got to do it with a I used to say a $5 million linebacker, a $3 million linebacker, counting $33 million against your cap.
Well, you better hope your Teddy Buchanan turns into something because that'll be cost effectiveness.
Cheap labor.
Yep. Man, oh, man. When you're 1-5, you're bad, and that's where they are. We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio coming up at 6 here on The Fan. Big sports night on tap, and you can hear it all on either 105.7 The Fan or our sister station, 1300 AM, as the football.
Big morning, too. Lee Sterling's. Yeah, I'm fired up for that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Guy's huge.
He is. I've known him for years. Football tonight, Thursday night football. Bengals hosting the Steelers. You can hear that game, Westwood One's coverage, right here on 105.7 The Fan. And on the AM, we've got the baseball playoffs. So you are taken care of no matter which way you go.
8:08 in the PM first pitch?
Let me tell you.
Is that what we're looking at, Beltway, Ben? 8:08 in the PM?
6:08 and then 8:33.
8:33 in the PM.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the 6:08, you were close because the first game 6:08, but then 8:33, which. Pacific time is 5:33.
That checks out.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for the Brew Crew, man.
Yeah, the Brew Crew also. Yeah, both
the
West Coast.
Yeah, you got to do it in the shadows. You got Glass now coming out of the shadows.
Yeah, that's 3:08.
7'5" or whatever he is.
Yeah, that's 3:08 for the Brewers and Dodgers.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough hill to climb for those Milwaukee Brewers.
Give me a Yerfie.
Yeah, that's... Ben's fraud of the year.
They're all fraud watch.
Let's get the text today.
Not according to
check. 1-2. Check.
Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Okay. I would also like it to be acknowledged that Tony Gwynn Jr. did acknowledge him as fraud.
He did.
He said until they prove it wrong.
Yes, he did. He did say that.
I don't think he used the F word.
The text of the day comes from Barry in Baltimore, who says, "Love to see the Pujols rumors, but I've got to see the hire to believe it. Have to think the manager will be named in the next few weeks."
They have to go to spring training at some point.
Spring training.
They got to go down south with the manager,
February.
Don't they?
Yeah, it's February.
You can't be skipperless forever, Ben Halls.
Okay, can I ask a question? And Albert Pujols, the first ballot Hall of Famer, but like, am I supposed to be excited about him as a manager? Hypothetically,
no.
Like he's never really like. Why? I know he's managed like in the WBC, I think. Flaherty's got a lot of experience as a coach. And a lot of people in the right places singing his praises.
The Pujols thing, I don't buy it. I think they need a stalking horse. They need to be able to sell to their fan base and everybody else. He can't just be like, oh, the Angels hired him because he finished his career there. And Artie Moreno wants to do it. They got to act like there's a market for this guy.
Well, I also think it's kind of to what you were saying earlier, Jason, where now some names are starting to surface. So it can at least provide that, hey... turning over every single stone. They're interviewing and talking to all these people.
I'll say this. If the coaching staff stays intact, Yankee fans will be upset because they really want the Orioles to hire Luis Rojas.
Yeah, they don't want him coming back to the Bronx.
Yeah. They when that report, and if you're just tuning in and you're unaware, that is the only, and that's been confirmed from the New York side, Andy Martino, who covers the Yankees, said that the Orioles have interviewed Luis Rojas. I'm sure he got that from Luis Rojas, so because the Orioles are telling nobody nothing. And Yankee fans seem to be thrilled by
maybe
that.
Maybe he got it from Katie Gregg.
He could have. I doubt it. He covers the Yankees. But I can't say beyond a shadow of a doubt he didn't get it from her.
It's true.
I cannot say that. My guess is he got it from Luis Rojas.
My guess is Luis Rojas is not going to be the skipper of the
Orioles. I don't think he will be either.
It's not really going to matter one way or the other.
But that's the one managerial interview we've
done. Have you seen any requests come in from Manzalino? Have we heard about Bocce Ball interviewing anywhere?
I have not. Nobody.
That's a shocker.
He's
nobody
interviewing here.
Yeah, well,
you know that.
Yes,
that was on the record.
They said they will interview him.
Probably a couple JV teams in the area that would probably take him. High school.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's some pretty good local skippers here.
You played high level baseball.
If I'm Larry Sheets, I'm not looking over my shoulder at Gilman.
Yeah. You played high level baseball. How would you feel based on what you saw if he was your skip?
I'd be furious. Doesn't fight for the guys at all. Has the same. And people talk about the John Harbaugh look. Watch Mancelino after awful calls.
There you have it.
I'm fully anti-Mancelino. Do not want to see him.
That's established.
Well, at least the day.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Stop sitting on the fence, Ben.
We're going to get him for
I'm expecting it.
Yeah. But if they start 10-34 again, he's not getting fired.
Mm-hmm.
It will be nice listening to the post games where he's soft talking everybody, going for 1:30 about who knows what.
Put some points on the board.
That was
the first thing that really set me off. Yeah. I mean, and people can just say whatever they want about it.
I wish that's all that pissed. I don't really don't even care.
Trust
about
me. I know you said, long list,
but that's not baseball. Like,
well, the latest one is managing expectations, and then in the same
Aaron Judge,
quote,
yeah, that was
Big
good.
Sam to Aaron Judge.
That happened. Hey.
It's going to be a slobber knocker of a spring training. I'm going to tell you.
They're
going to
beat the crap out of those kids.
They're falling over. Like, the days of Grayson throwing 89 in Fort Myers with nobody there to save him from wrecking his season before it starts, that's over.
Oh, they're going to force him to throw with his opposite arm because you can't come off the mound. Tough.
Has Grayson been on foul territory? I feel like it's been this might be the longest time in between.
He's due. Bone, what
it's
do we have?
A seasonal thing, though, Bone.
What that's do we true. Have on tomorrow's show?
That's true.
That's a very good point.
Tomorrow's show, we have Brooke Pryor, who we will recap, of course,
big game
Thursday
for the
night
Steelers
football.
Tonight.
I can't wait to ask her about this Tomlin Flacco thing.
Jerry Coleman, gracious enough to join us
from Longboat Key,
Florida. Yeah.
We might catch him a little lubed up.
What time do we have
its confirmed time for him?
4:30, yep.
That's going to be two Roman Cokes in.
Buck Showalter, we'll get his thoughts. With Ryan Flaherty?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Can't beat that.
Maybe another surprise, we'll see.
Yeah, we're working on a couple things. There's a big bash going on Saturday that some dignitaries are going to, so I'm trying to line that up. Alas, that is it for us. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next, followed by Thursday Night Football, Westwood One's coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.